Senator Bernie Sanders recently spoke at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. about the key issues facing the country. It was also an opportunity for Sanders to outline the priorities he would pursue if he decides to run for president. Will he run? And if he does, will he be a candidate in the Democratic primary? With us now to examine these questions is retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis. Hi, Eric.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Eric, does Bernie Sanders' appearance at the Brookings Institution tell us that he is indeed gearing up for a presidential run?
I believe it does. And you add that to a few other things. He's scheduled to give another speech in Washington at the National Press Club. He also has been spending time traveling to early primary and caucus states, particularly Iowa and New Hampshire. And all of these things added together indicate to me that he's very seriously testing the waters and may very well declare himself a candidate for president sometime later this year.
So what do you think the key factors are that Sanders is considering right now about whether or not to run?
Well, the main thing is whether he can generate enough grassroots support and enough financial support from small contributions. Bernie has demonstrated in his reelection races for the Senate that he's able to raise well over $1 million, multiple millions of dollars, in small contributions from donors all over the country. And he would try to replicate that method in funding his presidential campaign, not to rely on PACs, not to rely on corporate donations, not to rely on donations from wealthy individuals, but $10, $25, $50, $100 contributions. And there are, I believe, a substantial number of people out there who would contribute to his campaign. He would also want to do well enough that he's not an embarrassment. I think he realizes that Hillary Clinton has all sorts of advantages and resources, but at the same time, he doesn't want to see her win the nomination through a coronation, that she should go through a competitive process. And he's testing to see whether he can generate enough interest in the issues that he finds important to be a credible opponent for Hillary Clinton on debate stages in Iowa, New Hampshire, and other early caucus and primary states next year.
You know, Eric, it reminds me somewhat of when Howard Dean ran for president in 2004, and he declared that he wanted to represent, quote, the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. Is it that wing of the party that is not particularly pleased with Hillary Clinton right now?
Well, I don't know what Dean meant, to tell the truth, by the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party, but it's clear what Sanders means. Sanders believes that one of the major issues facing the United States is income inequality and the stagnation of middle-class incomes. And while he says that these trends have been exacerbated since the end of the Great Recession, they've really been in place for about 20 years, interestingly, since Bill and Hillary Clinton were last in the White House. And he argues that the Democratic Party has become increasingly dependent on contributions from corporations, wealthy individuals, and Wall Street over that same period. And Sanders argues that income inequality and the squeeze on the middle class threatens the American dream of one hoping for a better life for one's children, and that the corporate influence really raises questions about democracy in America. And he sees those two as connected issues. And that's what he talked about at Brookings. That's what he talks about in these events in Iowa and New Hampshire.
You know, at that speech at Brookings, he said he might run as a Democrat, but there are some people who are encouraging him to run as an independent. If he decides to run, do you think he'll run as a Democrat?
Yes, I think he'll run as a Democrat, although he does point out in his speeches that he has been in Congress now for 25 years as an independent, and that is by far the longest service in the House and Senate in American history of anyone who was not either a Democrat or a Republican. So he obtained support from outside the main political parties. But Bernie has also said that he does not want to be a spoiler. He doesn't want to do anything that would contribute to the election of a right-wing Republican presidential candidate, and there is a danger that running as an independent in the general election can do that. It's also very difficult to get access to the ballot as an independent in the general election. It's much easier to get ballot access in the Democratic primary. But I must say, and listeners with a long memory will remember this. When Bernie Sanders was first elected mayor of Burlington in the 1980s, his principal opponents in Burlington were the established Democratic Party. And when he first talked about running for Congress in the late 80s, the Democrats tried to prevent him, the Vermont Democrats tried to prevent him from being elected to that position. So there'd be a great deal of irony if now, as he's coming toward the end of his political career, Bernie Sanders seeks the presidency as a Democrat.
But if he wants to debate Hillary Clinton on some of these economic issues, he really needs to run as a Democrat, doesn't he?
That's right. And national press reports indicate that although Clinton is quite likely to run, she's going to probably delay announcing her candidacy, perhaps even as late as the summer. And so I think Sanders would prefer that she get in earlier so that debates can start to be held and he can be on a platform with her. Now, one can also make the argument that if Clinton has to debate Sanders late this fall and into the winter, that could make her a stronger presidential candidate in the general election. Because if she wins the primaries basically uncontested, she wouldn't have had to test her ideas against any other candidates in primary or caucus debates. So if Sanders is up there on the platform with her, and a couple of other people who are thinking about running, Jim Webb, a former senator from Virginia, and Mark O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, if Sanders and one or two other people are up there on the platform with her, that's going to force her to develop her ideas, defend them, articulate them, and arguably be a better candidate in the fall than she would be without this sort of opposition and competition in the primaries.
So if Sanders runs, will his candidacy put some pressure on Hillary Clinton to address these issues of income inequality?
Yes. He will certainly raise the issues of inequality. He'll raise the issues of corporate influence over the Democratic Party. Now, he has said, and he's pointed out, and this is correct, that he's never run a negative advertisement in all his years that he's been running for the House and Senate. And he said, as an individual, he admires Hillary Clinton, that she has a distinguished career in American politics, has accomplished a lot. He overlapped with her for a bit in the Senate. But what he's opposing is the approach to politics, the Democratic Party, economic issues, fundraising, and foreign policy issues that is represented by Hillary Clinton. So he's not attacking Hillary Clinton as an individual, but the policies for which she and her supporters in the Democratic Party stand.
And when it comes to foreign policy, Sanders makes it very clear that he does not want to send American troops back to Syria, back to Iraq. And yet Hillary Clinton seems to have a different point of view. Does Sanders become the peace candidate?
Sanders clearly would want a more restrained foreign policy than Hillary Clinton. And remember again, and this was a big issue for Hillary Clinton in the 2008 primary in Vermont, which she lost to Barack Obama in the state, was her vote in favor of the Iraq War back in 2003. So Sanders would bring that up. But I think he would bring it up in the context of President Obama's recent request for a new authorization for the use of military force against the Islamic State, and Sanders and the concerns of not just Sanders but other Democratic senators about how that authorization can be couched and constrained so that the United States does not end up in an endless war, a quagmire, and a repeat of the situation that we were in 10 to 15 years ago.
So, Eric, Bernie Sanders says he'll make a decision maybe in the next month or two. What does your gut tell you? Is Bernie Sanders going to run for president?
Yeah, my guess is he will, that he'll concentrate particularly on Iowa and New Hampshire. Those primaries and caucuses will be in February of next year. And then I think the question becomes, how much staying power does his campaign have after that? How does he do in these early states, and how much longer can he remain in the race? I think he would very much like to remain in the race through the Vermont primary, which will be on town meeting day in 2016. And indeed, I would not be surprised if Bernie Sanders were to defeat Hillary Clinton in the Vermont primary in March of 2016. So I think he will announce a candidacy, and I think he'll remain a candidate through January, February, and early March of 2016.
It's going to be fascinating to see if he runs or not. Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis, many thanks for being on the program today.
My pleasure, Bob.